The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website freshfm.net for our contact details.
Well, good evening. It is 7 o'clock on Sunday. It is the 26th of June of 2022, and you are listening to Totally Wired on Fresh FM. Right, tonight we are in the year of 1998, and we're just going to start with Fatboy Slim and the Rockefeller Skank.
Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. About now. About now. About now.
That was the Rockefeller Skank from Fatboy Slim off the album You've Come a Long Way, Baby. And I just think that's a great piece of electronic music that shows how many directions you can go with electronic music. And he just goes right back to surf rock. And also that album, You've Come a Long Way, Baby, really launched Fatboy Slim into the mainstream.
Yeah, it did.
Became really popular off of that. And there's three more good songs on the album, so I recommend you check it out.
Are we going to play those three songs?
No, we're just going to play one. But yeah, so
that's good.
Simon,
rubbish
year.
Rubbish year, you said, for music.
Yeah, I did say that on the way to the studio, yes. 1998 isn't too that good, but there's some good electronic music.
Right.
And actually, the hip-hop and rock that there is in this year is really, really good, actually. But
so you've changed your mind completely?
No. Just the few really good artists are actually exceptional. But
yes,
the rest of it, I don't think, is that exceptional.
Okay. Well, that's good. Mm. So this year, was there were some good peaceful things happening this year. So the Good Friday Agreement was signed, which was the peace process between Northern Ireland and England, to bring people together. I mean, it hasn't entirely healed everything, but it was a good start to stop people shooting each other and planting bombs and stuff.
So we started mentioning the Northern Ireland stuff in the early 70s, right?
Yeah.
And it's taken about 28, 30 years.
Yes, although the conflict can be traced back to like the 1920s.
Oh, of course, yes.
I believe, but bombs started going off in the 60s and 70s, yeah.
Yes.
It took a long time to get people around the table. And they're still not talking very much right now. In 2022, some of them,
but there's less bombs.
Refusing,
so.
Yeah, they're not killing each other or not. Anyway,
yeah, I can't remember.
But they're not talking. They're not talking to each other very much.
Hmm.
But I guess if they just want to sulk and huff off, that's fine as long as they don't plant bombs.
Who was the man who got the agreement going again?
Good question. I'll look at my piece of paper, shall I? Haven't got a clue. Can't remember.
He's very important for this.
He's a very important thing, yeah. I'll tell you in a minute. But the other thing I was looking at was the South Africa Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which was a really good idea, because apartheid had been obviously going on as long as the Northern Ireland, actually longer than the Northern Ireland problem. And they decided just to have this kind of just commission, a government commission where everyone could talk about their experiences, both people who were on the side of apartheid and obviously the people who were against apartheid, just talk and kind of get some amnesty and just say, let's just kind of not forget about it, but let's, you know, try and move forward. So Truth and Reconciliation, very
almost
good
sounds
idea.
Like a government sanctioned therapy, sort of therapeutic.
I think it's very good.
Yeah, psychiatrist session,
but
public.
Well, it's good healing, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that is a good idea in principle.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. All right, good news.
Some good news at last, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Thank you, Simon. The next song is going to be Doo-Wop from Lauryn Hill, and it is, you know, like the and anyway, here's the song.
Yo, remember back on the Bully when cats used to harmonize, like... Yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most the king, yo. It's about a thing,
Feel yo. Real good when your hands in the air and lick two shots in the atmosphere.
Since you were looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about the Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian, a Muslim, sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's train girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gem, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. But you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. Yo, a win-win. Come again.
You know you better watch out. Some girls rims and his Timbs and his women. Him and his men come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they your fan, popping yang.
Like you got yang.
Let's not pretend. The one to pack pissed out by the waist, man. Crissed out by the casement. Still the name of this basement. The pretty face, man. Claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. Been the face in court case when the child support's late. Money taking heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate me. And the sleepy silent man. The punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again. Yo, yo, come again.
That was That Thing from, or Doo-Wop That Thing from Lauryn Hill, and off the album The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. It is one of the best hip-hop albums of the 90s, I believe. And, yeah.
Yeah, it's very good, yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to mention the French Fringe Festival in Nelson that's going on right now.
Oh, okay.
Did you know what's going on?
No.
No, there's big leaflets around. Anyway, we're in the middle of it, kind of. So if you want to have a look, there's this kind of theatre comedy and cabaret music and dance and all sorts of
that's
things.
That's happening at Founders
things
Park?
For kids, happening all in different parts of Nelson. I'll just turn the page. At the Refinery Art Space in Hardy Street, Studio One in Hardy Street, and the Red Door Theatre in Attify Drive, the wood next to the Founders Park. Yeah, just that way, I think. If you want to go to the website, it's www.nelsonfringe.co.nz.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite intrigued by the Nelson Sings Nilsson. You know Nilsson? Do you know Nilsson, the artist? You probably know Harry Nilsson.
Nilsson, Harry Nilsson, no.
No, probably not. Really, really good kind of songwriter, and it's the Nelson Voice Collective. But they're just going to sing Harry Nilsson songs, which I'm quite interested in, but it's happening tomorrow. I won't be around. But and lots of other good things, and one called Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Just says Cheesecake from the People's Republic of Improv.
Oh, not actually.
Actually, that's already happened.
Ah.
That's already happened. You've missed that one. If you're thinking of going to that, you've missed it.
I thought you were talking about real cheesecake.
No. Well, that'd be good, wouldn't it? Yeah. But lots of good stuff. So I think, as I'm not a supporter of these sorts of things, but everyone else should be, if not me.
Yeah.
I don't do it. But anyway, good. And of course, just as I just saw a clip of Paul McCartney at Glastonbury.
Oh, yes.
And I was just thinking about how so mainstream Glastonbury is now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it started as a peace concert with lots of mud and lots of marijuana and hippies and, you know, prog rock for, you know, long songs and stuff. And now it's got fireworks, it's got Paul McCartney, Bruce Springsteen and Dave Grohl all on stage.
Uh-huh.
You know, that kind of,
it's got just, safety advisors.
It's got safety advisors, all that kind of thing. Yeah, yeah. The two or three times I went when I was younger, it was just a horrible experience, and I kept thinking, "Well, I'm not coming back to this because it's just there's mud, there's lots of drunk people, there's lots of people who are stoned, lots of violence." It's just like a horrible experience.
And when did Glastonbury start?
Probably in the '70s, early '70s, I would think. Don't know off the top of my head.
You came 10 years after it started.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. It was kind of vaguely alternative still, but not entirely. But there were no safety advisors. I don't think I didn't see any. It was just a free-for-all, really.
Okay.
And very muddy. But anyway, now it's very sanitised, I think. And it's on TV now. It's live on TV.
Mm.
You know, how more mainstream can you get?
Yeah, exactly.
But fair play. I mean, it's good enough, I guess.
And I suppose it didn't suffer the fate of Woodstock.
No.
Which I believe there's a Woodstock in next year.
Is there? They're going to do it again?
I think so, right. In 1999.
Probably with Paul McCartney and Bruce Springsteen.
I wonder how that will turn out.
I don't know. Oh, next year, 1999, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, Woodstock 99.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant 2023.
No.
I'll tell you next week how it turned out.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Our next song is from the Queens of the Stone Age. They're a recently formed band in 1998, and this song is called If Only. If Only from Queens of the Stone Age, off their eponymously named album, Queens of the Stone Age. You're listening to Totally Wired.
That's very impressive again, like the sudden stopping, and there was no silence.
Yes, you can tell I have listened a lot to the Queens of the Stone Age. Yes.
Well, so have I, but that wouldn't stop me doing it, like going, oh, crap, it's finished. And I'm, you know, you have to turn the thing off and turn the microphone and all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, very well done. What was I going to say? Oh, we weren't here in 1998 in New Zealand, but there were five in Auckland. They had 5 weeks of power crises, like power outages. Apparently, some cables kind of got damaged or something. And it was in I don't remember which month it was, but 5 weeks without power. I'd just like to have been here to know.
5 weeks without power.
Yeah. Lots of they had to cancel hospital operations. They had kind of diesel generators in the streets, apparently, but like a war zone by all accounts.
Oh wow!
Yeah, which is kind of weird. But I mean, I'd like to know, I guess, what the rest of the country thought, really, because you know, people aren't keen on Aucklanders sometimes, are they?
No, they're not.
You know, people from outside of Auckland kind of aren't always.
I'm like, fairly certain entirely sympathetic.
Has the same thing.
Yeah, it has the same thing. They really don't like their biggest city.
Yes.
They always say their biggest city is the worst city. It is
yes.
the most problematic city. But that is just perhaps what happens with every single massive city. You always have more crime there. You have more problems. You have more greed and wealth inequality. And
yes.
that's just how big cities tend to be.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. So we were in the United Kingdom at the time. And, of course, Teletubbies came out.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember Teletubbies?
Yeah. It's a weird show. If you haven't seen it, it's this...
It's like drug-induced, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like something from the 60s.
It's like...
Where you have these weird, monkish sort of bipedal sort of creatures.
Yeah,
that are
different colours. Bright primary yeah, colours.
Bright primary colours who go around interacting with their environment, and it's this weird psychedelic environment, and
yeah.
they live in this, you know... almost like a hobbit hole.
It is like Hobbit, isn't it?
But
and they have a vacuum cleaner that kind of has intelligence.
Yeah, who happens to called, and the vacuum is called Nunu, and it.
I'm glad you remember all these things.
Yeah, and it like vacuums up just everything and tries to eat everything. And
right.
they always tell the vacuum cleaner off, and it's so weird.
Yeah, yeah. Used to like watching it.
Yeah,
just cause, I think because of the colours. It's like an acid trip without the acid, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's a good thing. I mean, it's like the Magic Roundabout when I was a kid. You know, there's also a kind
you know,
of
when I think about it, maybe the Teletubbies was just interesting to watch because it's so visually weird.
Yeah,
so
maybe.
Visually unusual.
Yeah. And there's no real story, is there? I mean, kind of
yeah.
no story.
Because when I look back at what...
Stories are quite surreal, I think.
When I look back at other kids' cartoons that have these, like, realistic sort of scenarios
yeah.
that I've seen, like... from Canadian TV and American TV. And then people talk about how these were like their childhood TV shows. I think to myself, that seems extremely ordinary and extremely like normal.
Right.
But
Sesame Street used to kind of try and teach you something. Like
yeah.
today, you know, the letter W or, you know, something like that. And they'd have all these words beginning with W. But the Teletubbies kind of did it in a different sort of way, didn't they? I don't think you learnt anything.
They didn't teach you anything. Yeah, that's
except how to be weird.
I guess eventually that was going to happen to kids' television. There was going to be some sort of
right.
kids' TV show.
Right, yes. But
experimental kids' TV.
But I don't know of any other countries that did it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they did. Mm. Anyway, Teletubbies, yeah, good.
Right.
Can you name them? Can you name the four Teletubbies?
I'd rather just move to the next song. This
okay.
is Intergalactic from the Beastie Boys.
Intergalactic planetary. till you've old school hip hop. New York assumes and relaxes out. The rise is spread just like a box. Cause the music is loud, they can electroshock.
I am known to do the wop.
Wop.
So known for the Flintstone pop.
Pop.
Jimmy D getting biz on the crop.
Crop.
PC boys known to let the beat.
Drop.
Now when I wrote graffiti, my name was Slop. If my rap shoot, my beats is stop. Step from the game, but when I start to chop, I'm more of a Jack DJ Arrow. If you try to knock me, you'll get mocked. I'll stir fry you in my wok. You need to start shaking and your fingers pop. Like a bitch when the neck of Mr. Slop.
The name of the king, it rock, rock. Super educated, I'm smarter than Spock, Spock. You ever tell me you will agree? Ain't no brother like the K-I-D-D. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, with the echo, I'm telling you.
Beastie Boys and Intergalactic from the album Hello Nasty. This was probably one of the Beastie Boys' most famous albums. The music video for this song certainly got a lot of play.
Yeah, yeah. It was a very good video.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, probably.
I think visually it just captured people.
Yeah,
The robot landing in Japan and it being like a tribute to
Godzilla movies, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it was good. It was a good album, absolutely. Mm. Yeah. Well, I don't think they've made many bad albums, have they?
No, they haven't, but this one was just, I think, more popular.
Yeah, probably.
What's next?
So I'm just going to tell you some news, really, some interesting news, really. In August, the Oregon Supreme Court ruled that Perry A. Lang, who's white, was entitled to worker compensation charges when he was punched in the face by a black co-worker whom he just racially insulted. So he insulted his black co-worker. The black co-worker punched him in the face and he got compensation.
What?
And the court said that a sensitive colleague is just one of the myriad of risks that workers face. Isn't that great?
What?
I need to go and work in Oregon because I can insult people quite easily. Not racially, but, you know, all other sorts of ways. People punch me in the face, I can get compensation. Wouldn't that be good? Anyway, and also, not just there, but in Hawaii, took a similar position, in upholding the law relating to job illness. And they said that part of job illness could include stress that is caused by being disciplined for poor work.
Okay.
So if you get told off because you're not doing your job properly,
okay,
you can get really stressed and get sick. And you can get compensation for that as well.
No, I have actually experienced that. But I would never think about claiming compensation.
Well, it's about time you did, really.
Oh, gosh.
Try and insult someone tomorrow at work, Jack, and if they punch you in the face, you might get some money. But I don't think it's worth it, really. Because you're not the sort of person that's going to insult anyone, are you?
You know, hearing this just makes me want to side with employers.
Really?
Yeah.
Makes you more kind of capitalist.
Bust the unions. Goodness.
Interesting, yeah. Well, just to remember, a sensitive colleague is one of the myriad of risks that you face at work. A sensitive colleague.
Goodness.
Yeah, terrible, isn't it, really? I just thought, can I have another one?
Sure.
Sorry, in Oklahoma, an arrest warrant was issued for Edward Jennings as a man who went around flea markets and pawn shops trying to sell this box, which he claimed was a nuclear bomb, for $1
million. Okay.
Yeah. That's it.
And it was nuclear bomb.
No one's ever found him. And no one, I mean, really the question is, do you really think people are going to, A, buy a nuclear bomb for $1 million, and B, they're going to have $1 million on them, you know, at a flea market?
Collector's item?
Yeah, well, I've got $1 million in my pocket. I'll just give it to you for a box that might be a nuclear bomb.
Mm.
But anyway, and he was never arrested, so he's still out there somewhere doing something.
Well, I hope he is able to sell that bomb one day.
Yes, and make $1 million.
Mm. I'm sure this duo could probably buy that bomb. This is Gangsta and Royalty.
A gangsta has got to be the sure shot.
And it's like that.
A gangsta has got to be the sure shot.
And it's like that.
A gangsta has got to be the sure shot.
And it's like that.
A gangsta
represent.
One of the meanest and the cleanest, and still I'm kinda fiendish when I'm at this. Been doing this for eons, peons best to catch this. Vision of excellence, precise rapping ability. About to make some dead presidents, macking the million G. The money though, it's got people acting funny yo. As soon as some niggas get some light, they be like dummies yo. Products and puppets and pawns, getting played out. When authentic niggas step up, respect be laid out. Major effect to your sector, I'm the corrector. Live and direct, waving my mic like a scepter. Supreme, exalted, universal leader. Descendants of the kings and queens, the overseer. The overlord, cream of the crop, creme de la creme. Spent years building with cats in the streets, so they my men. Again, Gangsta has done it. Remember too much jewels back in the days, you'd have to run it. Check it, the ground be hot under our feet, so we be listening to beats to keep the cipher complete. Whether you kids be holding on the block all day, or you be puffing lie out in the back hallway, or whether you be in school or in the library, wherever you are, baby pa, realize that your essence is divine, son, and let it shine, son, as we refine, son. Ayo, this shit'll blow your mind, son, we're royalty.
Wherever I go, I wanna jump nothing less than the best. Whatever I choose to do, I have to stand out from all the rest. Whatever I do, wherever I go, I wanna jump nothing less than the best. Whatever I choose to do, I just wanna stand out from all the rest.
And all the girls, they wanna spoil me. My honey anoints me with oils, G. After work, she greets me and treats me like royalty. Works with me, giving herself by my side. She don't sweat me for loot, my fame or my ride. A lot of ladies out there be looking lovely, but they don't got no control of their life. Inside, they're ugly. Word to Bugsy, enter Red Alert. Swaying tech and Funk Master Flex to make your head jerk. Chicks go berserk when they see us in the spot. Casey, JoJo, and Primo creeping to the top. And to the sweethearts out there breaking hearts while we're taking part of this hip-hop art. Listen, yo, the best way, it ain't always the fast way. And yes, the best way, it ain't always to act nasty. I'll open up the door always before you pass me, baby doll, because you're royalty.
Whatever I do, wherever I go, I wanna jump nothing less than the best. Whatever I choose, I choose to do, I have to stand up from all the rest. Whatever I do, wherever I go, I wanna jump nothing less than the best. Whatever I choose, I choose to do, I just wanna stand up from all the rest.
A gangsta has got to be the sure shot.
And it's like that.
A gangsta has got to be the sure shot.
And it's like that.
To whom it may concern, this goes out to anybody who's doing the bullshit, straight up. Yo, everybody's calling me, my lawyer, everybody on this. Yo, did you scratch such and such name or this, that, and the third on a record?
Are you a friend of Fresh? Join today and help support your community access radio station. Details on freshfm.net.
It's crazy.
Cool sun.
That was Cool Sun from Sparkle Horse off the album Good Morning Spider. And before that was Gangstar and their song Royalty from the album Moment of Truth. I love both of those songs.
Yeah, Sparkle Horse is great.
Yes.
Yeah, Gangstar's good too.
Sparkle Horse was named Radiohead's favourite band.
Oh, really? Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
it's a one-man project, though, really.
Yes.
And then I just muted down that rant off the end of the Gangstar song, but it goes on for like a whole minute.
Does it?
Yeah.
Do you remember the X... Have you ever heard of the X-Files?
Yes, I know of the X-Files.
There you go.
Well, oh. Ah, I see. He's showing me a X-Files-themed Barbie set.
Ken and Barbie.
Ken and Barbie.
Mulder and Scully. Ken and Barbie.
So that's
1998.
The Barbie segment for 1998.
Yeah. Well, it's worth keeping up with, isn't it?
Sure.
Don't you think? So in Jenkins Township, Pennsylvania, a 38-year-old man who's unnamed went to visit his friend who had some snakes. He playfully kind of put his hand in to play with the snakes, like you do. I mean,
or not, because I wouldn't do that.
I probably wouldn't do that, but he did that. And he reached into a cobra's tank and picked up the cobra and then was bitten by the cobra. And his friend said, well, I should take you to the hospital. I should take you to the hospital because you've been bitten by a cobra. Mm. And the man said, so I'm a man, I can handle this. And instead he went to a bar where he had three drinks and bragged to everyone that he'd just been bitten by a cobra. And then an hour later he died, which is sad, really.
Well,
I mean, you know, if you get bitten by a cobra, you should probably do something about it, shouldn't you?
Yeah.
Rather than go and have some beer. And also, I've got another story from the UK. Can I tell you another story?
Yeah, sure.
Sharnbrook in England, it's a little village, I guess. In August, Emma Webster, 15 years old, revealed she was pregnant and that the father was someone called Sean Stewart, who she'd met in school and she thought was at least 15. But he turned out to be 11. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she was talking to a local newspaper or a national newspaper, and this was her quote for being pregnant, with a boy of 11.
Right.
I think he will be a good father. He may be only 11, but he's quite mature and responsible for his age. Actually, no, he's not responsible for his age.
Well, getting someone pregnant at 15 is not... Exactly.
No, probably not really. I don't know how that worked out. I mean, I hope everything worked out great and fantastic. But I mean, you know, he'll have a teenage child when he's like, how old will he be? He'll be like 25 or something, you know?
So he would be about 29 when his kid is 18.
Yeah, that's right. They could go out drinking together, couldn't they? I mean, they could be like mates, really. I mean, I know you should always be mates with your kids, but interesting, really. Yeah, I thought that was a great quote, really. He's quite mature and responsible for his age. Like, you know,
she had faith in him, I guess.
Yeah, it's nice, really, isn't it? Yeah, I guess.
It's been better than not having faith.
That's true.
Well, our next song is from Madonna, and it is called Ray of Light.
Thank you. She's got herself a universe gone creepy. For the call of thunder threatens every
Ray of Light from Madonna off the album Ray of Light. And yeah, you're listening to Totally Wired.
That's a nice song. If you ever wonder that history doesn't repeat itself, then in 1998, Afghanistan had an earthquake that measured 6.1 on the Richter scale, and the ruble, the Russian currency, lost 70% of its value against the US dollar in 6 months, and several Russian banks collapsed, and millions of people lost their savings.
What caused that in the Russian economy?
I can't really remember.
Oh,
I'm just saying that.
That happened.
History repeats itself, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, in 2022, there's just been an earthquake.
Because the country still exists. And
they're having trouble with their finances, mainly due to...
tectonic plates don't exactly teleport everywhere, depending upon the year.
No, but there's so many earthquakes all the time. I mean, all the time.
Yeah, because...
You know, it just happens, doesn't it? I mean...
That's what... Yeah. Happens with earthquakes.
Tectonic
plates.
Yes, I know. So some sporting news. The Emperor of Japan, Emperor Akihito, visited a nursing home in Tokyo, and it was televised, and he had a game of paper, scissors, rock. Yeah? Or scissor, paper, stone.
Oh, wow.
As some people like to call it. We call it paper, scissors, rock. And he chose... paper, and the resident at the nursing home, Toshiko Arai, she chose scissors. She beat him, and apparently if you lose at that, the emperor was then obliged to give the woman a shoulder massage.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's great, isn't it?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, apparently that's the house custom. I've never heard of that before. And that's going to stop me playing it in case I have to give someone a shoulder massage. If that's the kind of rules, you know. You don't want to do that, do you? It's an innocent game. You just think you're playing a simple game with your hands, and then you end up having to massage. I mean, terrible. What a terrible business. Anyway, that's all.
So the emperor had to give the resident
the nursing home resident a massage, which is fine. It's all right.
I guess these traditions always have some sort of origin.
Yes.
It's good that the royal family wouldn't be so separate from the population to not do something like a massage for them.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't not do it, could you?
Yeah.
If it's the rules, you've got to do it. Otherwise, you'd be like, emperor refuses to honour, you know, his obligations and that kind of stuff. It'd be terrible.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
Maybe they'd get arrested or something if they weren't honouring their obligations.
Possibly.
Imagine that, a royal family.
Yes, yes.
And this next song is called Get Myself Arrested from Gomez. Bye.
got the same blues as everyone. So try and call me. I'm a mobile man. Yes, I am.
Self-Arrested from Gomez off the album Bring It On.
Very good.
Yeah.
This music's been good. There's nothing bad about this music.
Oh, no, not at all.
You're saying there wasn't much to choose from.
Yeah, there wasn't much. I wasn't overwhelmed with choice. I had to really find the music that I wanted to play.
Yeah, that's good. Plenty. Okay, so last bit of sporting news. A man called George Shea was commenting on the Japanese dominance of a certain sport, which is hot dog eating competitions. You know, that where you eat as many as you can in a certain amount of time.
Okay.
What do you mean?
I thought America would be the...
No, apparently Japan were pretty good. But he was commenting on this American hopeful in 1998 called Joey Serrano of Philadelphia, who had just eaten 17 hot dogs in 12 minutes.
Okay.
It's pretty good. And his comment was... this kid has the excitement you only see in a young athlete who is becoming aware of the miracles his body can perform on the field of combat.
Field of combat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if eating a lot of food quickly makes you an athlete, then, you know, I'm there, aren't I?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I mean, as you could be, probably.
You've just had the wrong mindset all these years.
Yes.
You've been seeing...
Like eating as much chocolate.
All that eating as...
The whole cake of chocolate. You know, in a short space of time.
Yeah, you have to see it as athletics, and
I'm an athlete, and there's a field of combat involved. I'm fighting against that chocolate.
But you just need to compete against other people now.
Yeah.
Now you can finally.
Do you think? Because I mean, it always seems to be these food eating things always seems to be like hot dogs, doesn't it? or like an enormous steak.
Yeah, greasy burgers. Why not healthy food?
Why not chocolate biscuits? Because I'd be there.
Oh yes.
You know,
I can see that.
I mean, I don't. Why not? Hmm? Why can't we have chocolate biscuit eating competitions?
Maybe you need to stop the trend.
I mean, I don't like food eating competitions. Full stop. Really, because it's just bad for you. But
yeah, of course.
Yeah, we're not going to condone it. But next
despite
week,
the fact that we eat unhealthy
come along to the Totally Wired Studio and we'll have a chocolate eating competition.
Well, no, we won't. Instead, we'll be playing music from 1999.
We will.
The final year of the 90s. And yeah, this is Totally Wired on Fresh FM. Thank you for listening. And this is our last song. It is Music Sounds Better With You from Stardust. Good night.
Good night.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the Top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz.